Welcome to the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. My name's Steve Bowes. We all know that technology is being used by more and more employers to track employee performance. But at one major company, technology is not only tracking employee performance, it may be actually terminating employees for poor performance. Recently, reports have talked about Amazon and their demanding culture of worker productivity. But a new report indicates the company doesn't just track worker productivity at its warehouses, it also uses technology that can automatically fire workers for failing to meet productivity targets. In its warehouses, Amazon tracks employees' productivity and their progress against standard metrics. Amazon Systems tracks a metric for the warehouse workers called time off tasks, meaning how much time workers pause or take breaks. It's been previously reported that some workers have felt so pressured by productivity targets, they don't even like to take bathroom breaks. And if the system determines the employee is failing to meet their production targets, it can automatically issue warnings and even terminate them without a supervisor's intervention. Now, Amazon has stated that a human supervisor can override the system and the system decisions. And the company does also try to provide training to those who are failing or struggling to meet their targets. And while pretty much all of us in every job know that, hey, we could be fired too if we fail to meet our performance objectives, almost none of us are actually managed by an automated system that tracks all of our movements and has the full authority to make a termination decision. And here's the problem with this kind of a system, or a process. Because people, while they can be tracked by robots, we're not actually robots ourselves. People have good days and some bad days. We have things happening in our lives, things happening outside of work that may affect our performance on a given day, maybe even in a given week. And the true benefit of a really actualized and productive human workforce isn't to treat people like just another cog in the wheel, but to think about employees creatively and think about them as different, unique, and special individuals, and who can learn and grow and progress if they're given some time, given some breathing room, given some space. Amazon, of course, has a job to do as well. Look, I'm just like you. When I make my order on Amazon like I did earlier today, I think to myself, boy, this better be here in 2 days. But after reading this article and thinking about this a little bit more, maybe I'm not fully aware of the compromises and the sacrifices and the trade-offs that come with me wanting that delivery within 2 days. I hope Amazon rethinks this process just a little bit and maybe rethinks its willingness to use automated terminations. It can't be good for the workforce. And ultimately, if more people start to question their shopping decisions and where they spend their money, like I'm starting to question myself, it may not be good for their business long term either. That's it from the HR Happy Hour Show on Alexa. To hear full episodes of the HR Happy Hour Show, go to Apple Podcasts, Stitcher Radio, Google Podcasts, or your favorite podcast app. Just search for HR Happy Hour. And to learn more, go to www.h3.com. HR.com.